On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Kia ora, good morning, Fabian. How are you?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
Oh, I'm chipper this early in the morning. Not really. I've had a coffee and two glasses of water and I'm doing fine. But what is going on in movie world?
Well, there's a really exciting new documentary in theatres this week, a New Zealand documentary all about Dawn Raid Entertainment. You must have heard about this film.
I have heard about this. I've seen many Instagram posts. I'm very excited to see it myself.
Yeah, I got to see it last year and I just bloody loved it. It's really well put together, directed by Oscar Keightley. And it just captures a time and place, New Zealand popular culture that is very much worth revisiting. And I frankly stirred with pride.
Aww.
And I rubbed my fist and I stood up in the theatre and realised that, it's a key film in what I like to consider to be an evolved sense of New Zealand's pride in itself and what it can offer the world.
I totally agree. I think it's such an iconic moment in time, like you said. I think I was sort of my teens, around early teens to late teens, when Dawn Raid blew up, I guess. And it is really nostalgic for me as well, as being like, I think you look back and realize how big they were and how like much of a pocket of New Zealand culture, pop culture, as well as I guess music development that was. And yeah, I'm very, very excited to see it.
Yeah, I I've been overseas for the last 5 years. I mention it sometimes, and coming back, I think New Zealand, we're not quite as into the room apologizing as we used to be and culturally, and I think that Dawn Raid played a huge role in that. And the story, you know, it's not without its wrinkles, but I love how specifically South Auckland it is, and how it's very hard scrabble, as they say, and just how these guys, you know, they made their money by selling T-shirts before they ever made money making music, which speaks to how sort of on the track they were culturally, in terms of knowing what people wanted from New Zealand's music, and the fact that we love hip-hop and R&B in this country, and it was the moment where we really started. It's not the only pop R&B we've ever provided, but it was the moment where we sort of began really taking ourselves seriously on that side of things. And the documentary, you know, has a lot of characters in it. It uses the songs really well. It sort of skirts over the more recent history, but that's fine. You know, it's a key text, I think.
Definitely, and really important that it is documented, like you said. And through, I think, is it through their own voices, a lot of it? Like, yeah, told through.
Yeah. They all tell this story. I mean, there's no voiceover. It's principally Andy Munane and Brother D telling the story, who are the two guys who were childhood friends who started this label. And as I said, you know, it didn't always run smoothly, but they changed the face of New Zealand R&B and hip-hop for the better. And it's great to have a film that lives up to that, the enormity of that influence.
I mean, well, thank you so much for talking to us this week, Fabian, and you'll be back with Rachel next week.
Awesome. Have a good one.
You too. Keep watching movies.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
And I believe you can